Hey everybody, welcome to the Soto Mojo mini pod number 5. This is Colby Patnode once again, coming at you with the latest in the American League wildcard chase as it concerns the Seattle Mariners. Quick review of the weekend. You know, things got off to a fantastic start on Friday night as the Mariners win in extra innings as Yonder Alonso hits a game-winning home run off of some piece of trash named Aroldis Chapman. And the Mariners won the first game 2-1. Unfortunately, things did not go well after that. The Mariners lose 6-3. Sonny Gray was just incredible on Saturday. And Yovani Gallardo, once again, one big inning hurt him. He walked two guys in the fourth inning and then gave up the 3-run home run. That proved to be the difference. You know, it's kind of become a common theme with Yovani Gallardo and something you should probably expect. But overall, if he's going to give you 5 2/3 and 4 runs at Yankee Stadium, you kind of just take it and say good enough. And then Sunday, what a disaster that was. The Mariners commit 5 errors in the first inning. They totally hang poor Andrew Albers out to dry. The offense couldn't get anything going. And they lose 10-1. Yesterday's game certainly seemed to be the last straw for quite a few Mariner quote-unquote fans, as they were ready to throw in the towel. But what's interesting about yesterday's game is that it pretty much just took the Mariners right back to where they were. They entered the series a game and a half back of Minnesota. They end the series a game and a half back of Minnesota. So really no ground gained, none lost. You lose an opportunity to gain that ground, but hey, you know what? You went into New York where the pitching matchups were not favorable at all. You win one, and I call that a successful weekend. In fact, we discussed it on the Big Podcast on Friday. It was released on Friday. You guys should definitely check that out. It's about 25-30 minutes, and it's worth a listen. So after the disappointing series, the end is near for the Mariners in terms of this long road trip. They just have 3 more games before they finally get to head back home for a pretty good stretch of time. They open tonight's series against the Baltimore Orioles, who ironically have the same record as the they are half game back of the Mariners. They are at 65-65. The Mariners are 66-65. So this is a crucial series for both teams. You know, a quick look at the pitching matchups on the mound tonight. You have Marco Gonzalez versus Chris Tillman. You know, Gonzalez hasn't gotten through 5 innings yet as in his Mariner career. He did face the Orioles back on August 16th, and he allowed 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings. There seems to be a consistent pattern with Gonzalez. He gets through 4 innings or about 10 outs, and then things tend to go wrong. So we'll see if he can figure out what that is and right that ship. He's going to be opposed by Baltimore Orioles starter Chris Tillman, who has just been terrible this year. ERA over 7. They moved him out to the bullpen for a few games, brought him back into the rotation a week ago, and he struggled again. He walked 6 guys. It was the third time he's walked 6 or more hitters this season. Tillman, usually a very good, solid pitcher, but this year he has just been really bad, and the Mariners are going, they're obviously going to try and take advantage of it. The tomorrow's matchup, we have Erasmo Ramirez, who has surprisingly become the ace of the Mariners staff, as it was, going up against Dylan Bundy, who has been really good of late. He has tremendous stuff. In a quick look at his last 4 starts, he has an ERA of 2.67, and he struck out 33 hitters in just 27 innings. Bundy's on fire. He's got really good stuff. That's going to be a tough matchup for the Mariners. Erasmo himself has not been a slouch over his last 3 starts. He has an ERA of 2.0, and you know, he's faced the Orioles twice before, both in relief, however, where he threw 6 scoreless innings and 2 relief outings against them. Tuesday's game is going to be a tough one to win. The pitching matchup certainly looked good, but you never know with this Mariners offense. They could put up 10. They could get shut out. who really knows? But Erasmo versus Dylan Bundy, that looks like it's going to be a good one. And then we move to the final game Wednesday, getaway day, 12:05 start our time. And it's Ariel Miranda, former Baltimore Oriole, versus Ubaldo Jimenez. As you know, you guys saw Jimenez pitch. He was he's bad. Let's be frank. Opponents are hitting 343 over his last three starts, and he has an 8.59 ERA. We just saw him not too long ago in Seattle. He gave up six earned runs. He's not good anymore. He's going up against Ariel Miranda, but Miranda has not been good either. He's 1-2 with a 6.32 ERA over his last nine starts. He's just not getting it done. He's struggling with his command. He got through 4 2/3 innings scoreless against the Yankees, but that took him 100 pitches. He had six walks. He's just not been good. So it looks like some opportunity for both teams to score runs. This very well could be a slugfest, and the winner of the series is going to be whoever pitches the best. And we'll have to wait and see who that is. The pitching matchups look about even to me. So I really do think this is going to come down to the offense and the bullpen. If that's the case, I like the Mariners' edge in the bullpen. And we'll see what all that's about. Quick look at what other teams in the wild card race are doing. You have the Minnesota Twins. They are off tonight. They'll start a three-game series against the Chicago White Sox tomorrow. The Yankees are playing in Cleveland. Cleveland is coming to New York, sorry. They have a 3.5 game lead over everybody. The Angels start a series against Oakland tonight. They are tied with the Mariners, the exact same record, a game and a half back. Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. That's a pretty big, crucial series when you look at it. Kansas City is 2.5 games back of that spot. Tampa Bay is 3 games back. Both teams under 500. Kansas City's lost 4 games in a row. The season could very well hinge on that series for both of these teams. If either can sweep the other, it would pretty much put a nail in the coffin for that team's playoff chances. And then just Texas is playing Houston. Texas has started to fade back. They've lost 3 in a row. They're 2 games under 500. 3 games out of that wild card spot, still in spitting distance. And then you have Toronto is kind of the last possible team to get in. They're playing Boston. They're 6 games back. They're 8 games under 500. So not looking good for them. But that's what everyone is doing around the league. The Orioles are the second hottest team in the American League right now. They've won 4 in a row. The Mariners are going to have to find a way to win a series. If they can win a series here on the road, they'll clinch a winning road trip, which is very impressive. They'll get the day off on Thursday, come home, and then reinforcements should arrive. There are only 3 games left in August, and on September 1st, the rosters expand to 40. I don't know. I don't believe the Mariners will bring everybody that they're going to bring up all at the same time, but I would expect to have 3 or 4 more guys added on Friday, and then a few more throughout the month. Mostly pitchers, obviously. They still have to try and do the bullpen thing. Felix Hernandez and James Paxton are both kind of tentatively scheduled for the earliest part of mid-September, so somewhere between the 10th and the 15th is kind of what it's looking like, but neither one has actually pitched off the mound, so there's always possibility for setback. I wouldn't expect to see Iwakuma anytime soon, if at all. And, it's not going to, the help's not going to come right away. So that is going to do it for us today. Let's go get a series win against the Baltimore Orioles, guys. And let's get to September where the reinforcements arrive. And let's bring it for one more month. We're in the chase. Don't jump off the ship yet. And just keep on fighting and bring it. Go Mariners.